British sports fans will be supporting their favorite tennis player today at Wimbledon, but commentator Frank DeFord says they haven't had much to cheer about lately.
It's that annual time when the world casts its sporting eyes in happy curiosity toward Great Britain, while the British cast their eyes down in embarrassment. Yes, at their World Championships of Golf and Tennis, the British invariably watch others triumph. Or as the London Daily Mail put it so succinctly the other day with the banner headline, "Why are we such a bunch of losers?" Things reached a new low at Wimbledon with the native women, when not a single one even made it past the first round. The men did a bit better as the perennial great slight hope, Tim Henman, sailed on an easy draw into the second week. Meanwhile, the other British male stalwart, Greg Rusedski, not only went down in flames, but with an outburst of screaming obscenities. Henman is our Timmy. Suddenly, Rusedski's Canadian nativity counted more than his British passport. As the Times of London declared, "Rusedski is more Canadian than the average Mountie." The Brits have fared far better on the links, but then, that was the 20th century. The best homeboy golfer today is Colin Montgomery, who never fails to disappoint, invariably saving his worst for the British Open. But alas, it is not just golf and tennis that have lowered the Union Jack this year. Lennox Lewis had given England its first heavyweight champion in an eon, and giddy with their handsome hero, the Brits had begun to place Lewis in the pantheon of pugilistic gods. Notwithstanding his losses to the likes of Oliver McCall and Hashim Rahman. Alas, 2 weeks ago, his certification of immortality was cancelled when Lewis, out of shape and outmatched, was lucky to save his title only because his opponent, Vitali Klitschko, was forced to retire with a cut eye. But oh, woe of woes, worst of all, the adored David Beckham, England's finest soccer player, was unceremoniously sold to Real Madrid. But if teaming up with the win-at-all-cost Americans helped the British win a war this year, they figured it might work in the Olympics, too. To battle Paris and New York for the right to host the 2012 Summer Games, the English chose a Boston-born businesswoman, Barbara Cassani, to lead London's effort. Though Miss Cassani now proudly holds a British passport, her selection brought a mixed reaction. On the negative side, many Brits expressed concern that her American accent would distract Olympic members, who, as we know, are easily confused. On the positive, well, you see, she's not really English. As one sports official put it, "Barbara's got that American go-get-em attitude. If we got too British about our bid, we'd have got off on the wrong foot." Well, meanwhile, back at Wimbledon, our Timmy actually won another match Monday, leading the nation down the garden path again for a few more days. Of course, as the Times sighed, victory for an Englishman at their own championship would be the greatest miracle since the loaves and fishes.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.